Good evening, I'm Rafferty Clearing. Clear skies tonight, a low of 22, your forecast in minutes. Putnam County will apply for a $630,000 grant to extend water lines to residents without access to public water. The county applied for the Community Development Block Grant last year with plans to extend water lines to Shaw Branch, McBroom Branch, and Green Mountain Road. County Mayor Randy Porter said the state denied the grant application because it did not target enough residents.
They put a new requirement down that you have to have at least 30 people in the grant participants that want the water. So we think we've got a better chance with this one than we had the one last year. So still trying to work on the water situation.
The latest grant application adds the Enzer Hollow area to the proposed extension. Porter said that would target more residents. The Putnam County Commission voted to apply for the grant funding during Monday's meeting. Residents have until February 28th to pay property taxes in person at the Putnam County Trustee's Office. Beginning March 1st, interest rates will begin to accrue at 1.5% per month until paid. Trustee Freddie Nelson said postmarks dated by Saturday the 29th will be accepted without interest. Baxter residents have the option to pay at the Bank of Putnam County or Putnam First Mercantile Bank through February 29th. Monterey residents can pay at First Volunteer or Bank of Putnam County. Nelson said you must have your tax statement to pay at the banks, and banks cannot accept tax relief payments. Officers with the Monterey Police Department found an unconscious male lying on the side of Interstate 40 Thursday. Officials report the man was hitchhiking on I-40 when a white SUV with two white males stopped to pick him up. According to the victim, the males robbed and assaulted him before dumping him on the side of the road between mile marker 300 and 301. If you were in the area at the time of the incident or saw anything, you should contact the Monterey Police Department. The Walnut Village renovation project in Cookeville hit substantial completion earlier this month. The February 5th date came about 8 weeks ahead of schedule. Highlands Residential Services Executive Director Dow Harris said finishing early benefits the agency financially.
I mean, we're able to access the tax credits quicker. You know, the equity's generated. Some of the equity partners and stuff gets access to their tax credits quicker. Our market rents come into play quicker.
Absolutely.
Those things enhance our cash flow on the site and all that stuff. You know, it's a big plus for us for our contractor to finish a couple months early.
Total of 80 units received renovations. HRS broke ground on that project in May of 2019. TWRA Executive Director Ed Carter announced his retirement today. Carter became the agency's second executive director when he assumed that role in 2009. The Tennessee Fish and Wildlife Commission will begin the process of hiring a new executive director. Carter's retirement becomes effective on May 31st. And the Cookeville City Council on Thursday night approved a resolution to apply for a $630,000 Community Development Block Grant. If awarded that grant, the funding would be used for a sewer rehabilitation project in the West End area. The Cumberland County Commission has approved a resolution to name part of Highway 68 after two veterans. Lynn and Jesse Hayes were both killed in action during the Vietnam War. Jesse Hayes' grandson, Adam Hayes, says it's an honor that people care so much about his family.
I think it's a great idea. You know, it's been 51 years now that he was killed. I feel like, in a way, people forgot about him, you know, other than his family, and I feel like it's a good way to make sure that, you know, the sacrifice that he gave won't be forgotten.
The resolution will name part of Highway 68 to Grassy Cove in honor of the two. The resolution has gone to the state for final consideration. Lynn Hayes died in 1967 in Binh Duong, Vietnam, and was buried in the Grassy Cove Cemetery. Jesse Hayes died in 1969 in the Pleiko Province, South Vietnam, and was buried in Mount Zion Cemetery. Hayes said he spoke with several men who were there when Jesse died.
My grandpa volunteered at Walk Point. That's where you go ahead of everybody else to make sure it's safe. And the man that I talked to said he always volunteered to do the stuff nobody else wanted to do. And Walking Point was one nobody wanted to do because it was the most dangerous position to do. He saved his entire platoon.
Hayes said that Lynn and Jesse Hayes have their names on the Vietnam Veterans Wall in the War Memorial in Crossville.
I really it's an honor to be able to, say that, to know that people care so much, to have it, to have something like that done. We're trying to get the bridge, and there's a bridge in Spring City that they're trying to get named after him too. And it's an honor to be able to have him remembered, and and people care enough, to try to have it done, take time out of their day to have him remembered like that.
Jesse Hayes was awarded the Bronze Star, Silver Star, and Purple Heart.